We're going to go to the Lord in prayer as we open up our service. Really excited about what the Lord has in store for us tonight. Praise God. Anyone on my right side with a spoken prayer request tonight? All righty. Anyone on the left? Yes, Mr. Trey. Absolutely. Give it all to God, won't we? Praise the Lord. Anyone in the congregation with a spoken prayer request tonight? I don't want to miss it. All righty. Anyone up on the roster? Tabitha? Okay. Absolutely. Most definitely will. All right. Well, if you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. You know, God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you tonight, dear Lord, we just want to worship you. Lord, we want to lift you up and honor you in all things said and done. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to praise and worship you, but most of all, dear Lord, ready to receive the message that you've set forth before us. Dear Lord, we thank you for each and every one that's here. Dear Lord, we thank you for those the services this morning and the powerful message you brought forth. And Lord, we thank you for the celebration as we celebrated our pastor's coming up birthday. Lord, we just thank you for your many, many blessings. Lord, now you've seen the hands that were raised. You know those spoken and unspoken prayer requests. And Lord, we ask you to intercede right now, dear Lord, in each and every situation. Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us tonight. Lord, those that are traveling on the road for whether it be business or this vacation season, the Lord, keep us safe. And the Lord, now we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, if you can, turn to page 390. There's power in the blood. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. Just want to continue to bring a few announcements before we turn it over to the choir this evening. Came in, they were practicing, had a beautiful song they had arranged when we first walked in. Just waiting on them to sing it for us when they're ready. Praise the Lord. But anyway, just want to remind you of a couple of announcements. Vacation Bible School starts July 10th. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar. And it'll run from July 10th through the 13th, with that Sunday night, the 10th, will be the kickoff. And if you'd like to help or assist in any way, see Sister Karen. Want to invite everybody, all the kids. Bring your kids, your grandkids, your neighbor's kids, all the kids to Vacation Bible School this summer. Let's have it. Go that route. And also want to remind everybody, June 18th at 8 a.m., we're having our annual church cleanup. We'd like to have all of you join us. If everybody would come, we'd knock this thing out and get even more done than what they've got scheduled. And I know there's a big honey-do list for our cleanup. I see a head nodding. Yes. Praise the Lord. So just come and we'll get started right at 8 a.m. We'd like to get started promptly before it gets too hot for us. And also that afternoon, there'll be a barbecue and a car show over at Brother Spry and them's, the new property for their new church. Spray. Excuse me. I said Spry. No. Spray. Thank you. Praise God. So just really excited about so much going on. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Praise the Lord. Brother Trey, thank you. Brother Trey, you want to ask the Lord to bless our evening offering, please? Okay. Brother Jim, go right ahead. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Till the battle is over, don't wait till the victory is won. Just remember whatever God promised, it's yours and it's already done. Don't wait, don't wait, only shout out. Don't worry about your future, don't worry what lies ahead. Never seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging for bread. But don't wait, don't wait, don't wait, don't wait, shout out. in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. Open sea. by faith alone. Sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Seas, the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had visions and I've had dreams. The anchor holds, though the storm falls. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The storm. I have been young, but I'm older now. There has been beauty these eyes have seen. That's where God proved his love for me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sail are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds.
the storm.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the anchor.
Amen. Sister Tabitha, do you have the music or the words to that? He knows my name. Do you feel like singing that? Oh, okay. Would you do that for us? Aren't you glad Jesus knows our name? I heard a little song on, I think it was on the radio yesterday, and I think it was the Bluegrass station, but they were singing about my name may not be in the who's who or this, that, and the other, but it's on the Lamb's Book of Life, or on the Book of Life. And that song's been thinking about that ever since. I'm glad that Jesus knows my name. Amen. Tell me that name again. Mitchell Hannigan. Church, let's stand and have a very special prayer for Mitchell Hannigan as they transport him to Atlanta for care. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you're an on-time God, and we gather together tonight, God, in one mind and one accord, Lord, for Brother Mitchell Hannigan. Father, I pray, God, that you would sustain him. I pray, God, that you would give the caretakers the ability to take care of him. Just touch him right now, God, with your healing hand. God, give that family comfort, Lord, right now. Lord, just let an angel, Lord, encamp around about them, God, as they travel to Atlanta. Father, we pray, God, that when he arrives, they'll be able to give him help. Lord, I know, God, that you can intercede right now on behalf of Brother Mitchell. Touch him, heal him, and anoint him right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll look to you, Lord, and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. But we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Jessica, for bringing that to our attention.
He knows my name.
He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. Made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, for creatures great and small. And he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, he knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of my life. But I know in whom I believe, and he knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, for she knows my name. He knew who I was when he carried my cross. He knew that I would fail him, but he took the loss. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
Name. I'm glad I know his name too, ain't you? I want to take this opportunity to thank all the church for the wonderful day. It's been a glorious day. Thank you for all the birthday wishes, all the gifts and the cards, and the food was, well, delicious, to say the least. It was abundant, and it was delicious, and we thank you so very much. But being the age that I am now, and eating that much food, and I'm just going to take a breath tonight. And we have a very special speaker. You know, I was thinking about generations, and my granddaddy was a preacher. Dad wasn't. Many people thought that he was, but he was not. And then my son-in-law is a preacher. And tonight we're going to be blessed with the first message of my grandson. So he's going to be bringing. This has been in the works for about a couple of weeks, and he's been praying about it and studying and praying, and the nerves is sort of getting to him a couple of weeks ago, so he told me he was ready for tonight, so his dad's going to be with him, and then Brother Tony is going to be bringing the message after Brother Trey, so let's give Brother Trey a hand. I don't know, he did have one request, and if we can do this, he wanted his name on the marquee up there, so if we introduce the speaker tonight as Brother Trey Brown, if y'all could get it on the monitors, I'm sure he would greatly appreciate that. So give him a hand. Brother Trey, come. Take your liberty in the Lord. Amen.
Before anything, I want to say praise the Lord and amen. So, so if you have a Bible, you may want to switch to in 6:23. Everyone there? So, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, is there anyone who would like to respond to that? Is there anyone who wants to pray? So the reason I did this scripture and to bring up this is because one day I was sitting at church and I was thinking of all the things that people are doing, like drugs, all that. Then I thought of sin. Sin is like a drug. So I was saying, sin is like a drug. It makes you very unholy and evil. The only thing that can take that drug away and eliminate it is Jesus Christ himself with his healing and light. And he can take every one of your problems away in just one simple touch. But it's not as easy as that, because life can't all be perfect. So I decided, let's do an experiment tonight. Daddy, that's what I meant. So I wanted to do an experiment tonight with something. This is you. This is sin, and then this is Jesus Christ. So we are going to take the sin and then put it into you. Now just watch. See what that does? Then if you get Jesus and you keep on praying and you ask Jesus to heal you, look what Jesus will do. He will purify you and make you better. Maybe still some of your sin will be there, but still, he will purify you and make you better. So, I just have one more saying. So, John 3:16, where is that? If y'all would like to turn to John 3:16 now, you can. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that means, that goes with the story, because see how he purified you after you got sin? So if you let him purify you more and more each day, by each and each, you will about be the best person in life. But that's not really your reward. Your real reward is getting a spiritual reward in heaven. So whenever you have loads of money and you're like, oh, this is the best reward I could ever have, just think about what you're going to have in heaven after you earned and gone to church. It'll be more than silver, gold, even diamonds. I just want to say one more thing. Never, never, never give up on God and let him heal you through all the things you got to do.
And here I am, get to follow that. How do you do that? I tell you, there's some things that make you proud in life, but he had told us that he wanted to preach one night. Thought, well, you know, we'll talk about Papa, because he is a 10-year-old little boy. Never know what he's going to say or what he's going to do. We got to keep this grounded, son. But he told us exactly what he wanted to talk that night on the way home. He said exactly what the title was going to be, exactly what it was. And we were talking about scripture yesterday. We were talking about scripture and all. So he came up with the scriptures. And I tell you, it's probably got to be one of the most proud moments to see your son up here talking about the good Lord. I praise the good Lord for blessing me with a good family, three beautiful, healthy children. He's blessed me with a wonderful wife, wonderful in-laws, wonderful parents, wonderful church family. I mean, we couldn't ask for any better. And I praise God that I'm able to be a part of that. And I praise God that you would not discourage the youth and allow them to be able to do these things. I think a lot of times we see our youth as we always tell them that they're too young, can't do this, you can't do that. But I tell you, I've been out there with the teens and I've been out there with the children's church. And if I ever get in a bind where I have to be prayed for, please be sure they're in the mix. Because I've been out there with them and they've been asking questions that are like, hold on now, I'm going to have to be looking into this. So it's amazing to be able to be part of children such as that. So thank you for that, son. I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. I don't intend at following that to hold you real long. But I do think that hopefully I can tie it together. In Daniel chapter 3, I'm going to read verse 23. Everybody don't have to stand again because we... Excuse me. Daniel chapter 3, verse 23. It says, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Has anybody ever here ever been spiritually bound? Anybody ever here ever felt like the devil has had you, he's had you tied up, and there just ain't nowhere to go? Trey, you get what I asked you now? Since he wanted me to help him, he's going to help me tonight. And it's going to be a struggle for him, but I want it to be a struggle for him too. No, he can get it. Come on in. Well, come on in. It may catch the back of the door though. No, sit right here and face that way. Here, come right here. Come right here. That way everybody can see you good. All right. I'm glad you wanted to help. Just sit here and behave a minute. Now, that's not how we get them to behave at home. So don't think that. He don't like staying at our house long enough for us to do that. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down, bound into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. If you read the story, you see that King Nebuchadnezzar was mad. And when you get into the story, it explains a lot. But still, when you go to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace, what I want to get to is they were bound in the middle of the fire. A lot of times we feel like as Christians we shouldn't be in the fire, we should stay away from the fire, we should get away from the fire, God should keep us away from the fire, we should say, more or less, we shouldn't be bound. We shouldn't have something that'll hold us down, tie us down, weigh us down, and wear us down. But unfortunately, sometimes we get into ourselves, as Brother Trey said, we get into that sin, and that sin does exactly what this chain is doing to him. Now, he could probably move and he could probably wiggle, but I could tie him up where I could make him miserable on trying to get to the back door. I could tie him up where I could make it hard for him to even get up and move. Why? Because the chains that's on him are good chains. I asked Katie, I forgot them at home, I said, bring these. She came in the door, I said, did you get the chains? She was like, yes, do you know how heavy that is trying to get in the car? I said, that's the whole point of it. I didn't want something light. I wanted something that bound you down. Something that would hold you and keep you down. Because you see, the devil doesn't come and ask you what you'd like to be bound with. The devil doesn't come at you and say, would you like to be bound with twine? Would you like to be bound with string? Would you like to be bound with balloons? What would you like to be bound with? He doesn't do that. What he does is he sees where our struggles, he sees our weak points, and he comes in our lives, and this is exactly what he does. When I put this on Trey, I didn't just go one time. It started off with one rap, but then it went to a second, and went to a third, and went through a fourth, because that's what the devil does to our lives. He does the best he can to weigh us down, to bind us down, so that we can't move, so that we can't get up, so that we feel like it's not even worth struggling. You don't have to sit here no more. You can go with your mom. Yes, yeah, see if you can get over there with your mom. Just leave them where they are. All right, you can go. Thank you, son. He wanted help tonight, so we was going to let him help and let him be part of it. But the whole purpose of the chains is to put a visual for myself, because there's been times that I fought battles with the devil, and then I've wanted him to just tie me up with something loose where I can get out and I can wiggle and I'll be fine. Because you see, sometimes in my life I feel like, God, if I pray and I read my Bible and I seek to you and I fast, then you should take care of me and I shouldn't go through these trials and these struggles and these situations. I shouldn't go through this. Well, if you read about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, King Nebuchadnezzar, he made an image and he said, when you hear all these instruments, you're going to fall down and you're going to worship them. They said, hey, king, we found these three men. They're not falling down and worshiping. So he called them in there. In verse 14, said, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if they be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, so he's telling you, you hear this and you fall down, everything's going to be well. It's going to be fine. Life will be easy. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now let me tell you something. When people make fun of Christians, when people make fun of people that's speaking in tongues, people that's being filled with the Holy Ghost, people that's living for God with all they got, and they say, what are you doing that for? You're just wasting your time. They're like Nebuchadnezzar, because he didn't know the God that they served. Because they said, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands? You see, Nebuchadnezzar has not been through a battle yet to see for God to show him what he can do, for God to show him what kind of God he is. Or he wouldn't be asking Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego this, but he would know, hey, these guys serve a mighty God. These guys serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. These guys serve the one that can come on the scene when nobody else can. So you see, the devil is using old Nebuchadnezzar because he's saying, you're going to fall down and you're going to worship. And it's just like this world we live in today, because the world we live in today tells you, just go with the flow and you're going to be okay. If you just worship this image, everything's fine. You don't even have to mean it. Just fall down like everybody else does. Get on your hands and knees and pretend you're worshiping it. You don't got to say nothing. You can do like I do when I don't know songs. You can just say, they say watermelon. It looks like you're singing it and know it. You can just kneel down and say watermelon all you want to. But the fact of the matter is when we start bending on these things and we're like, well, you're right. It'll be smoother and easier if I just do this. Well, then I start a little and I start a little more and then I start a little more. And before you know it, I'm waist deep in sin. I'm waist deep out just doing what everybody wants to do. Why? Because it's easier to go with the flow. It's easier to go with the flow than it is to take a stand for God. Because you see, the people is going to battle against you and come against you, and they're going to do their best to trip you up and make you fall. One thing I can guarantee you in life, I do not have the answers. I can't tell you every word that's in here. I'm going to stumble sometimes. I'm going to fall. I'm going to mess up, and I'm going to be messing Scripture up when I'm trying to tell you what it says. But the good thing is I have this, and I can go back to it. And I can tell you, give me a minute. I may not be that quick-witted, but give me a minute, and we'll find the Scripture. Because, you see, they're going to do what they can to trip you up and to make you fall and to make you feel stupid. We did a study one time, Brother Kevin, in the teens, and it was talking about how this one guy would go out and, I don't want to say battle, he didn't fight nobody, he would challenge people that didn't believe in God, and he would go out there and he was full of knowledge, and he would sit and he would talk about God and he would tell them about God. Now whether they believe when they left or not, but the man sat out there and he said he's trying to do it to spread the word. He said, I ain't trying to do it for my name, I'm trying to do it for God's name. But we sit and we watch, these people would get mad, and that's what they would try to get you to do. They would try to get you to get mad, because when you get mad, they got you off topic and they could get you messed up and you wouldn't be focused on the word. So they battled, or they debated and debated, and the guy still held strong to what he had. And I thought, man, I wish I had that knowledge. And the only way for me to get that knowledge is to seek and to pray and to study in God's word. But you see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had made their mind up. They had said, I'm not going to bow. I don't care if it's easier. I don't care if it's smoother. I don't care if it's quicker. I don't care if it's better for my neighbor. There's a certain line I've got to draw, and I'm drawing it, and I'm not going to stand for it no more. He said, it's all going to be well if you'll just bow down and worship. The king wanted him to say, it's going to be okay, and we'll do, okay, we'll get away from the fiery furnace. Because you see, the devil likes to threaten people as well. He likes to threaten you with what you got, what he's going to do to you. Well, you're going to be thrown in a burning fiery furnace. So when we make a stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king in verse 16, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. So as you know from the verse I just read when I started, that they fell bound in the fiery furnace. But they tell him, our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. One way or another, they knew they were getting out of his hand. God would deliver them or God would take them, but they wasn't going to bow and they wasn't going to worship. They were not going to conform to this world. They were not going to conform to what man wanted them to. They were not going to conform to what the devil says. They were going to stand their ground. A lot of times we start to stand our ground, and then we get a little threatened, and then we just back down, and we're like, yeah, it's okay just to go on. Well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't, you know, it's okay. But there's got to be a time when we take a stand, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. In verse 18, he says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then, if you read, King Nebuchadnezzar was so mad, he got them to heat the furnace 7 times hotter. They bound them with their clothes, with their turbans, with everything they had on. They bound them. They didn't take them down and put on fire-retardant clothes. They didn't do all this. They bound them in what they had on. Because he was so mad, he said, if they're not going to do what I want, I'm going to throw them in the fire. So you see, he threw them in the fire, but he threw them in the fire bound. In verse 23, these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. What I want you to understand tonight is bound. These guys did not go in the fiery furnace skipping and running through it. Have you seen them people that they get these fiery coals and they run across them? They step on them and then they'll run across them. Well, they didn't run across anything. The fire was so hot that the guys that threw them in there were killed themselves. But these guys fell down in the middle of the fire bound. That's what I want to get across tonight. They fell down bound in the fire. Because you see, when the devil gets us bound, when we let him start wrapping these chains around us, all we can see are the chains that he's wrapped around us. All we can see is the luggage that we're having to drag and that we're having to pull. All we can see is what we got weighing on us. That's why it's so important that we got brothers and we got sisters that pray for us, that'll fast for us, that'll reach out for us when we're hurting and when we're struggling. Because there are times where you're taking your daddy to the hospital and you just ain't got time for yourself to be praying. You just ain't got the faith you need, so you got a sister that'll stand up and a church that'll pray for you. Because these chains that you just keep pulling, chains that just keep weighing you down, that's all you're going to see. Because he's telling you, you ain't going nowhere because I got you. You ain't going nowhere because I'm pulling you in. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego made a stand, and he told them, I'm sure you ain't going nowhere. Up to the last moment when the guy was grabbing them and throwing them into the fire, going into the pit itself, I'm sure they were thinking, he can deliver us at any time. If you would have asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they probably would have never told you, no, he's going to let me go in here. But what was their mindset? What was Abraham's mindset on the mountain? His mindset on the mountain was that Isaac was already dead. He didn't go up there to play. He didn't go up there to cut up. He didn't go up there thinking he was coming back. He knew what he was going to do. These guys had the same heart. If he delivers us, good. If he don't, then he's going to deliver me anyhow. Well, this one I want to get through to you tonight. And I keep telling you that they fell down bound. But understand, they had got to the point of no return. They'd got to the point where they could not go back. They had got to the point they exhausted all their stuff. They got to the point where we really are going to have to answer for what we just said. We're going to have to be thrown in this fiery furnace because we done told them we ain't going to worship their God. So I believe they let them bind them. However they bound them, I believe they let them bind them. But understand this. That's what hit me like a ton of bricks. When they were bound, okay, you got to get with me. When they were bound, the thing that meant to kill them burnt what meant to bind them. Understand, the thing that meant to kill them burnt. It burnt what bound them. You see, the devil just shows you. The devil just shows you. You got these chains that's going to pull on you and they're going to carry on you. But the next thing you know, when you got brothers and you got sisters and they're fasting for you and they're praying for you, you're going to turn around and all you're going to have is one link of this chain left because everybody else has been praying and they've been fasting and God's been moving and God's been delivering. So just because you feel like you've been thrown into the fire and you're bound, don't feel like God has left you. Don't feel like there ain't nobody praying for you or seeking God for you. Don't feel like you got no way out. What did Trey say? Trey said, do not give up on God. Don't feel like God's give up on you. Because you see, He let them go through the fire because He couldn't have the testimony that He delivered them from the fire unless they went through the fire. So they had to be thrown into the fire. And the things that meant to bind them, threw them in the fire that burned it off. So God said, that's okay if you bind them. That's all right. Try to bind my servants, and I'll show you how I'll deliver through it. I'll show you that what you meant killed your men, and my men will walk around free. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fires? And they answered and said unto him, to the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is the Son of God. So understand that when you're in the fire, God has not left you. If you tell him, you see, they'd made a stand for him. Nebuchadnezzar, he will deliver us. He can deliver us. And if he don't, he's still delivering us. And they made that stand. And God said, if you make your stand, I'm standing right behind you, son. I'm going to walk with you every step of the way. It's going to be hard and it's going to be tough and there's going to be battles you face. But don't worry. There ain't a time one that my son or my daughters hadn't failed as a kid that I didn't pick them up. We're going to struggle, we're going to fall, but guess what? He ain't never quit picking me up. If he ever quits picking me up, then I'm going to start to worry. But not once has he quit. Even if he keeps telling me, don't need to go down this road, and I go down it and fall again, he still picks me up. Not once has he let me down. Not once has he forgotten me. Not once has he turned his back on me. Understand that I deserve for God to turn his back on me. I'm not the type of person that's better than anybody. I'm not the type of person that's got more money than anybody. I'm not the type of person that thinks I got it all. If anything, I'm the type of person that God don't need me up here because he's got a church full of people better to speak about him than me. And I completely understand that and I know that. So for him to give me the opportunity to be able to stand up here and tell you that he can use you and he will use you. He used a donkey in the Bible to speak, so I know that he can use me. I know if I'm willing that he'll use me. So you see, tonight, the biggest thing, when I read that, and I can't tell you how many times we've taught this in children's church, and the teens, and went over this, but it really hit me that they fell down bound into the midst of the fire. They did not just say, I'm standing up for God and walk off scot-free. They stood up for God, and yet they were still thrown into the fire. But the thing that was meant to kill them, God turned it into be their saving grace because it bound. I don't know if you know anything about a fire. You can light one in the back of the church and somehow I've been told that smoke follows ugly, so anytime I'm near a fire, it comes right to me every time. You can light it in the back of the church, and somehow I'm going to be smelling like smoke when I come in. It's just the way it is. If you've ever cooked any meat on a smoker, you know you smell smoke for a week, it feels like. But when you see that these guys were delivered, and when they walked out of there, not even their clothes smelled like smoke. Because you see, when they went in, I feel like when they went into that, God just opened a little bubble for them to walk right in with Him because He protected them. We pray that God will put a hedge of protection around us, that He'd encamp angels around us, our children, our families, and that's exactly what He did to them. I believe when He went in there, He just formed a little bubble that took care of them. He said, "Don't worry, sons, I got you." And then when Nebuchadnezzar looked and said, "There's four men loose walking around in the fire." You see, they went in bound, but they didn't come out bound. They come in delivered. They come out whole. They come out new men. I told you tonight that I wouldn't keep you very long and that I hope I could tie it in with Brother Trey's. I think he did a fantastic job. But I feel like what God was telling me was the title of the message was Free in the Fire. It's not free from the fire. It's free in the fire. I feel like you know you got a relationship with God when you're in the middle of the fire. And what is that song you said? You're going to use your voice as a melody. Or that's going to be your weapon. In the middle of the fire, if I can't do nothing else, I'm going to sing for you. In the middle of the fire, if I can't do nothing else, I'm going to pray. In the middle of the fire, if I can't do nothing else, I'm just going to call on the name of God. But understand our brothers and sisters are going through fires as well. So don't be like this world says and just worry about yourself. Be caught up in you and you alone, because it's easy to get tied up in your life. But understand we got brothers and sisters that are hurting, that are struggling, that are facing trials and situations, that are sick, that are afflicted, and they need our prayers. Because they're in the fires right now and they need us to reach out unto them. If y'all don't mind, if you would, we'd all stand. If anybody wants to come and pray at the altar, you got people that'll pray with you. You got people that'll stand behind you, stand in for you. Because I know we're facing files and trials and situations. But tonight I want you to understand that if you're in a trial, don't let it wear you down. If you're in a trial, don't let it beat you down. Because if you're in a trial, I've got brothers and sisters here. Four of them. It's not just going to be one. It's going to be you by yourself. Hurting. Struggling. I praise you for my brother, God, and I thank you for his life. God, I pray that you see his heart, Lord, that you see what his trial is and that he's going through, Lord, and let him know that he may feel like he's in the middle of the trial. But let him know that you never left him, that you've never forsaken him, but that you're going to be with him all the way, and that he's going to come out stronger than the one he went into. Bless him, Lord, and be recovered. Touch him and strengthen him and encourage him, let him know, God. Let him know that you got his back. Let him know that you hold him up and cover him. Let him know that you are in place, Lord, that you ain't going nowhere, and that you're going to stand behind him. Lord, that you're going to hold him, and you're going to come. You're going to strengthen him and lift him up.
Lead me, Lord, I'll follow anywhere you open up the door. Shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll shine through me in the night. In Him there's sweet relief.
There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. I was not the first one to come into this place. You see, every child of God, they have a test that they must face. It is here that God will mold you and make you what you ought to be. God will make this trial a blessing. Just be patient, you will see. God will make this trial a blessing. Though it sends me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see. Now I'm standing on a mountain, looking back I can see. When I was in that lowest valley, His strong hands were leading me. Oh, it's good to see the sunshine and to taste sweet victory. God has made this trial a blessing. Oh, the grace He gives to me. God will make this trial a blessing. Though it sends me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged. There's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, and the whole wide world will see.
My, what a mighty God we serve.
Well,
once like a bird in prison I dwelt, no freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus came out, and glory to
He set me free.
Have you been set free?
He set me free.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, He set me free. He broke the bonds of prison
for me. I'm glory bound
by Jesus to sing.
Glory, sing it tonight like you've been set free. Come on, church.
Me free.
Well, He set me free. Yes, He set
me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me.
Somebody tell them, I've been set free. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My, 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 what a mighty God we serve. Well, we've been blessed tonight. We've heard two wonderful messages. We've heard about the purifying of the Holy Spirit, how it can come into a sin-stained life, amen, and purify. Brother Trey, good job tonight. Brother Tony, thank you for sharing with us that even in the fire, amen, we don't have to be burned. And we don't have to be bound. God bless you. We love you from the depths of our heart. Appreciate what God has done. Amen. You know what God can do in a second? It would take man a lifetime to be able to do. Don't you let Satan come in and rob you, amen, of what God's give you tonight. I believe He set some folks free. I believe He's healed some folks. And I believe He's created some miracles in folks' life. Have a blessed week, a wonderful time. Enjoy this evening. With this prayer, we'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so blessed. We're so thankful, God, for Your mercy, for Your grace, for Your miracle-performing ability. God, for the wonderful messages that we've heard tonight. Let them us take them to our heart, God, and be submissive and obedient to your will. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for those who came forward tonight and received their healing, received their deliverance, and received their victory. Asking you now, Lord, to lead us and guide us and direct us in the path that you would have us to go. Protect us from all evil and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Praise God. Glory.